Eagles are a better
team.
Well,
let's cut you off and let's hear from the head man himself, Chip Kelly.
Think about challenging the spot on that Colts run.
Yeah, they said they couldn't get an accurate look from the camera. So.
And then you went with shotgun on quartered inches.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thing?
We ran the same play that we run from under. It's got nothing to do with being in a shotgun. We got penetration in the back that hit. So whether we run underneath the center or in the shotgun, that wouldn't have made any difference.
Can you give any thought to going for the touchdown on that?
Yeah, play? I thought about it. You know, and we got the 2-minute warning and talked about it. I thought our defense to that point was playing really, really well, and I had real high confidence in them. And I told them that we were kicking the field goal because I had confidence in our defense at that point in time.
What happened on the touchdown, Brown?
I haven't talked to Billy, so what the coverage was. So I'll get that from him. But I know there were two guys there, and he gave him an in and go. So 3rd and 5 was a good call by Bruce. Give him credit.
On Nick's second interception, was there miscommunication between him and Cooper, or was that?
No, Cooper's running a dig. He just missed him from behind. You know, I thought Cooper was open, but the ball wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Can you assess Nick's game?
No. I mean, I'll watch a film and go through the whole thing. But we obviously, as a team, we had too many penalties, and we can't turn the ball over twice in the red zone. You know, we can't throw an interception in that situation. Better off just checking it down to the back or taking a sack. You're better off doing that in that situation. And then, obviously, Huff's fumble, you know, hurt down in there. We're driving the ball again, but I think, you know, we were our own worst enemy today.
Nick attempted 62 passes. You obviously like to have a balance between run and pass.
No, I don't want to have a balance between run and pass. I want to move the football and win the football game. So I don't look at that and go, we had a pass, we had a run, so let's balance this thing up. But, you know, we felt like we could throw the ball on them, and I thought we did. But, you know, you got to have a game plan each week, you know, so we don't prescribe to that at all, to be honest with you.
On the 3rd down play, was there any consideration of putting Nick under center and just having to do a sneak?
Yeah, I tried that against Dallas last year, and it got shoved up our tail, so I wasn't going to run that again.
Don't like the way the game ended with defense, but they played very well.
They played very well.
In terms of
they did.
Getting him off his spot and so forth.
They did a really good job. That was my confidence at the end. That's why I kicked the field goal. You know, that's why we kicked the field goal. I didn't kick the field goal. Cody did, actually. But it was because I had confidence in our defense. I thought they were doing a great job. You know, I thought the play that Miko made earlier down there to make them go for the field goal in that situation was really big. You know, we put them in a bad situation with the interception. I just think I thought our defense played really well, except for that. You know, there's just a couple X plays. You know, they had the long pass to Fitzgerald at the beginning of the second half. And then that one, I think those are the two long X plays. But besides that, I thought our defense played really well.
On those 3 shots from the 16-yard line, mm-hmm. Did you get the looks you wanted there?
I mean, we knew they were going to come after us in the last play, and just, you know, he's got to bail and try to throw it up. No matter how many guys you have in protection, he's going to bring one extra guy, and you got to get it out quick. So, you know, we felt like, you know, we took a shot at the end zone. You know, we got the one tip, you know, in the corner with Ertz matched up on a dime linebacker. So, you know, could have been there. They executed. We didn't. Good play by Deion. So.
You've been getting away with turnovers. No, we haven't. Despite being a negative turnover.
Yeah.
Caught up in you today.
Yeah. You know, we talk about it all the time. You can't turn the football over and be a successful football team. We got to clean that up, especially in a game like this that's so close against a really good quality opponent. You know, we turned it over twice inside the red zone, and you do that, you know, you're going to lose a football game.
Is Nick getting that message in the sense that are you seeing?
Yeah, he's not trying to throw interceptions. So.
No, I recognize that, but in terms of the pattern of the interceptions, are you seeing?
No, I'm not seeing the same pattern, no.
Okay.
The first one, though, did look like he threw it off his back.
Yeah, he was getting. He got a great rush by their guy. Todd Hermans was kind of in his face. We shouldn't have thrown the ball. It had nothing to do with the fundamentals of throwing the football. But the pocket collapse, it's 1st down in the red zone. Don't throw the ball. You know, let's get a check down to the back, or let's, you know, throw the ball away. But let's not force it in there. And that's what happened on that one interception.
How concerned are you about the sheer amount of back foot throws that he's had this year?
I'm concerned every time we're not successful. So it's got nothing to do with the sheer amount of anything. It's when we're not doing things, whether it's one or whether it's 20. You know, we're concerned when we're not getting the looks we're supposed to get. We are getting some pressure. You know, we didn't give up any sacks, but there were some times where the pocket's collapsing around his face. So we got to do a better job overall.
What's the general message to the team after this?
Let's get on a play and get ready for Houston.
How about Jeremy's overall game?
I thought Mac played a great game. You know, you're starting to see him round back into shape in terms of just total confidence in what he's doing running around out there coming off the injury he had. But, you know, it's what I thought we knew he had. You know, I loved his work ethic. I saw him every day in the offseason in terms of his approach to it. And, you know, he's a legitimate deep threat, and I think he played a hell of a game for us today.
How much was
he was in there a lot. You know, I think we just used him exclusively in the dime package so we could kind of limit what – because he didn't practice and take all the reps during the week, so – when he was practicing, if we could put him in dime situations, he'd feel comfortable in putting him out there. And then when we were going to be in dime based on their personnel, I think, you know, I don't know the exact number of how many snaps he played.
Was Sproles a game-time decision?
Yeah, he was. He practiced during the week and just didn't feel like he could go this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week.
Last On Huff's fumble, what was the learning point there? What was the message?
You got to put the ball away. You know, he ran the wrong route. But we did get the ball to him, and then we're in the red zone. We gotta understand the contact's coming. People are chasing you from behind, and you know we're not looking to try in that situation. And don't worry about where we're getting in the end zone. We already got a positive play. You know, let's just take the good play right there and live with it, and then go on and play the next snap. But we got to hold on to the ball. And as we tell all our guys, when we give you the ball when the play starts, just finish with it when the play ends. So.
With Kendricks being in there, I guess he's on passing downs.
We just easing Mike back into it. It was dime. You know, we'll see how he is from an injury standpoint coming out of this, and how much more we can give him. But he's not, you know, he was limited in practice. So, you know, what do we do when he's limited in practice? Well, let's practice certain things when Mike's ready to go. So,
you have a lot of success running the ball on the drive where he kicked the field goal at the end of the game. Were they giving you a different look there?
I think they may have been a little gassed. It was just a little different get off at that point in time.
So you landed 250-yard passes today. Is that opening up? Do you see a difference here today?
No, I don't care about that. Man, we lost the game, so I'm not concerned with that.
Thanks, Chip.